Vanity Fair dubbed Grammy Award-winning drummer Matt Wilson the essence of jazz. He's also something of an ambassador, fighting the perception that jazz is boring. He's not alone. Keyboard star John Medeski is on the same mission, and now they've collaborated on a new CD titled Gathering Call. The musicians actually started playing together in Boston more than 20 years ago. WBUR's Andrea Shea caught up with them when they recently returned to the city for a gig.
I'm Matt Wilson, and I play the drums.
Wilson is jamming with a juice machine in this YouTube video. The 48-year-old drummer uses all kinds of props, bubble machines, toys. During his set at Scullers in Boston, Wilson and his four bandmates pull out colorfully painted bells.
I think part of it is to disarm people a little bit.
To get their attention and spark a reaction.
I'd rather have somebody not like it than walk away and go, yeah, to me, there's so much that's just sort of down the middle trough, what I call the trough of blah.
Wilson and other jazz musicians have been fighting against that trough of blah for years.
Yes. And I've always been right with him on that.
Russ Gershon has been leading Boston's Either Orchestra for 28 years. He remembers what made him enlist Wilson to be his big band's percussionist back in the 80s.
He grew up in the Midwest in Western Illinois. He's a true country boy. And Matt had been gigging, I believe, since he was about 12. So he'd been playing out in country bars and, you know, barn dances, and had a good sense for how to entertain people that weren't hardcore, big city jazz aficionados.
Wilson's knack for being a regular guy and not some pretentious East Coast hepcat was an asset, Gershon says, because the Either Orchestra was touring smaller cities across the country.
On the one hand, he's a really great jazz drummer. I mean, he swings his tail off. He delivers the goods on that level. On the other hand, he's a total goofball.
Show him the CD hand, the creepy CD hand. Yeah, the Gathering Call hand.
Then there's keyboardist John Medeski of the avant jazz funk trio Medeski, Martin, and Wood. He's also an Either Orchestra alum. Bandleader Gershon calls Medeski a human octopus.
He's like a great martial arts master. It's fun to see them playing together again.
Chemistry is chemistry. Certain things just work together and have a certain relationship.
That's John Medeski talking about Matt Wilson, his fellow jazz warrior.
I've been in my own version of that fight, you know, for pretty much my whole career. You know, we've gone about it a different way, you know, with Medeski, Martin, Wood, but it's to like try to bring a certain spirit that jazz has to people who might have that misconception that jazz is boring or that they're not going to understand it. You know, it can be fun, it can be deep, it can be hilarious, or it can be all those things at once.
It only took one day for Medeski and Wilson to lay down their new CD, even though they haven't recorded together in 20 years. Tracks include this one, Main Stem by Duke Ellington, Wilson's original compositions, and a pop tune that surprised Medeski in the studio, Beyoncé's If I Were a Boy.
It was really beautiful, and to me it was like, wow, man, this is like really deep. It's kind of poppy yet jazzy, and then I was like, oh yeah, it's Beyoncé.
They're not saying, oh, isn't this ironic, we're a jazz band playing Beyoncé. It's just a beautiful rendition of this tune that they bring their imagination to, so it's great.
Longtime Boston music writer John Gorelick says, on stage, these two are the opposite of boring.
Both Matt and John respond to what's going on around them very spontaneously. They feed it back, and the audience senses that.
Matt Wilson's quartet heads west this week, without Medeski, though. But together or apart, the drummer and piano player will continue their campaigns to keep jazz loose for fans and converts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
The Matt Wilson Quartet's new CD is called Gathering Call. Check out the video of Wilson playing drums with a juice machine at WBUR.org.